You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya with Maya's Mix, and the song that you just heard is Sigur Rós's song called Star All For, and I really enjoy the sounds of that. So today, I know that for those of you who follow my show regularly, you know that I was away last weekend, and today I'm happy to be back in the studio. I'm going to be doing something that I haven't done before. I am going to be playing a mix of music that was put together by a friend of mine. Actually, I did that with a sister's show because Phoebe did put it together, but this one is totally produced by my friend Josh Giesman, and I met him when I lived on the East Coast, and he has always inspired me with his creativity. And then I saw on his Facebook page that he had put together the first episode of a monthly music digest, is what he calls it, and it's a compilation of his own songs that he's chosen to put together. And so I was one of the first five to reply to his posting to take advantage of his offer to send a CD in the mail, and then I got it and thought it was really interesting, so I thought it would be a great chance to share that with you here on my show. So what I'm going to be doing today is playing the playlist that he sent me, that he put together of a range of really interesting songs. And the way that he first identified this mix, he called it his April Fool's mix. And he said that another way of saying it is bizarre music for dinner and dance. And it sure is very unusual. Actually, I want to read you something he says about this playlist. The inspiration behind this is that I've always been interested in incredibly strange music. I think humor in music, whether it's unintentionally silly, dark, whatever, is important now and then. This show is a collection of some of the best stuff I've found in my travels. I wanted to include a few well-known names, George Harrison, Frank Zappa, Van Morrison, and also some artists I'm sure 95% of your audience has never heard of. Joe Beard, the legendary Stardust Cowboy, etc. So that's what Josh shares with us, and we can get started and listen to the first set, which starts off with a song called Ali's Historical Song, and it was actually, the artist is Muhammad Ali, and I was looking at some of the reviews online, and one reviewer says that it's soul music, self-absorption, historical narration, and ludicrousness altogether. Then it's going to follow with a number of other songs. So let's listen to this first set.
I see it. This should be a very dynamite show.
You're listening to The Caravan.
A bit of nostalgia for the old folks.
Who knocked the crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali! Ali!
Who really gave that bell a smack? So hard that the bell did crack, hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali, Muhammad Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do, just because he likes to scrap and maybe sometimes view.
Dear.
Ali.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali.
things he didn't do. Just because he likes to scrap, and maybe sometimes do. People want to blame that man, although he wasn't there. Maybe we should take a look, the blame could well be shared.
Who dumped the tea in the Boston Bay?
Ali.
The ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali. Oh, Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do. Just because he likes to scrap and maybe sometimes do. Although he wasn't there, maybe we should take a look. The blame could well be shared. Ali,
Ali,
Muhammad Ali.
Let's assume bombs fall before you have time to prepare a shelter, in the belief atomic war will never come. We can always hope that man will never use such a weapon, but we should also adopt the Boy Scout slogan, be prepared. The first alert is sounding.
What does a bad person look like? Is he ugly and mean? Does he smell? Does he wear a tall black hat? Shades and stuff like that? Sometimes you just can't tell. Not every time. You can't always say. Looks can be deceiving in many ways. You gotta be careful. And that's for sure. Cause a bad person just might be a friend of yours. What does a bad person talk like? Is he whiny or loud? Does he scream? Is he sneaky and sly? Does he look you in the eye? Is he the guy in all your bad dreams? Not every time. You can't always say. Looks can be deceiving in many ways. You gotta be careful, and that's for sure. Cause a bad person just might be a friend of yours. What does a bad person act like? Does he lie and cheat? Does he steal? Does he make you run away by the things that he might say? Is he always trying to make a special deal? Not every time. You can't always say. Looks can be deceiving in many ways. You gotta be careful. And that's for sure. Cause a bad person just might be. Cause a bad person just might be. Yes, a bad person just might be a friend of yours.
How would life be if I were a cattle? Out in the pasture, oh, what a wow. To graze in the sun, to chew my cud, and all of the time to go moo, moo, be milked in the morning, milked in the evening, with all of the flowers and the trees in perfect harmony, singing moo. Not how cows are supposed to move. This is how normal cows sound when they move. Moo, 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 moo. Too sophisticated for me, why don't you shove it and let me be? My moves sound perfect, not a tone, not a tune. That make me feel good and feel brand new. Now the birds started chirping, and the frogs start to croak, and all of the animals were thinking it was a joke. So I'm piling up some manure, and I'm making a pedestal, and I'm climbing to the top, and you know what I'm gonna do. Another cow didn't like how you moved. Hoops were flying, and it's a stampede. And I'm falling off my pedestal. And when I looked around, you know what I see. The cows were all in a circle, jumping and singing up and down. And the moves sound perfect, and love was all around. And I felt as if I was starring in my own show. And now it's time for a commercial. My milk made into cheese. Tasty and delicious, you'll never be a sleaze. And I never thought it could happen to someone like you, to always have someone to milk you.
For your listening pleasure, the Old Geezer Chiefs.
Unless they get to a chippy, they're going to catch their deaths of cold. They're not terribly sensible, are they?
They're not very sensible, but they're all attractive in a sort of slutty sort of way.
I would have thought that. Ooh, la, 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 la.
We're not here. Look the other way. Nothing to see here. La, 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 la.
Oh, it's a chorus again.
I predict your words.
I think you're right.
I predict your words.
And could someone turn my money?
I'm ready to run!
get Larry. It's not very pretty, I tell you.
It's not very pretty at all.
Not from where I'm standing. It's absolutely disgusting. That's that chicken again.
Nice. Oh, it's beautiful. That's where I want to be, not here. Please stop spitting. I tell you what I predict is a bloody great punch up the bracket if you don't shut up.
Look at me like that.
Don't you raise your fist at me, young man.
I'm not raising anything.
I'll let you know I was in the under-12s rugby match. Ow!
Stop it!
You really are quite rough.
Yes, I am.
Are you working class or something? Leave me alone. Is this what writing is?
Yes.
I love it. I'll have another pint of Guinness. I've never been in a ride before. How's this one going?
It's going quite well, isn't it? I quite enjoy
it. It's sort of fun. I prefer Glyndebourne.
I don't like the look of him over there.
He looks rather small. I'm going to punch him. Right, watch me.
Yes.
One for us.
Yes, jolly good.
Are there any more small ones?
I think we've had enough of this ride, don't you? Shall we stop this ride? I think right here.
The Bonzo Dog Band is the group that you're just hearing. It was their version of I Predict a Riot, and the original was by the Khazar Chiefs. Before that, we heard a very interesting song called Cow, which you might have guessed that title anyway, by Mike Sophia. And you could tell that we had some cows to listen to for his backup singers. That was a fun one. And I checked, and on his MySpace page for Mike Sophia, he says, "I'm a special person because I can dream in between my dreams." And I liked that. The song before that was What Does a Bad Person Look Like? And that was Joe Beard. We also heard a little clip, What to Do in Case of a Nuclear Attack, Part 1. A little sound blurb there. And then we start off with Ali's historical song by Muhammad Ali. Excuse me. So this is the first set that you're getting to hear of a mix of songs put together by Josh Giesemann. And as he said, I've been putting together these mixes for about 6 months. It comes from my desire to share music with people that they may not have otherwise been exposed to, and also because I love sound collages. These shows are like a finely orchestrated and deliberate sound collage, and since I find Top 40 radio very boring and homogenized, these shows provide a nice change for my own listening pleasure. Own listening pleasure, and it's also our listening pleasure that he's sharing it with us today. So I'm getting a chance to play music that I had never heard before, and it's a little different than most songs that I usually play here on Maya's Mix. So we can go ahead and listen to the next set that he put together, and it starts off with a song called Plant Talk. It's not a song, actually. It's just a little, one little clip. It's by Molly Roth. And then it's going to go into Van Morrison's song, All the Bits. So let's listen to Molly Roth give us some soothing encouragement for plants to grow in healthy ways.
I know you don't have time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin.
No, you see, you got a thing going like that. It goes, da-da, like that. that kind of riff. You see, get then I'll put all the bits in.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Mr. George Harrison sings.
Pirate's life for me. All my friends are pirates and the same the BBC. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out of your skull and crossbones and I'll run it up your mast. With yo ho ho and a ha ha de ki ha ha. Yo ho ho and a ha ha de yo 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 yo. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. Get out of your skull and crossbones, I run it up your mast. Altogether, I like to be a pirate. A pirate's life for me. And all my friends are pirates and sail the BBC. Got a Jolly Roger in the back of my staff. So get out of your skull and crossbones, run it up your mast.
Just time for a quick commercial. Gotta be quick. Kids, if you want a rare treat, just tell Mom next time she limps up to the market for her to pick you up a great big, big box of goody and goodies, goody, goody, yummy, gummy, gooey, gooey gumdrops. And now, here's a word from her sponsor. Mr. Goody, will you kindly tell the children in just one word, mind you, tell them in one word just how good goody and goodies, goody goody, yummy gummy, gooey gooey gumdrops really are. Remember, one word.
Good.
First time I ever knowed that the word good was spelt with an M. Well, let's get on with another commercial.
She went home one day with a vegetable. 'Twas a cross between a nut and a pumpkin. She rang her husband at the club and she did say, "Darling, do come home, 'cause I bought you a nut pumpkin." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She said, "My dear, I have found a club too, so now I'll stay out most nights like you. I'll be a strong member, they'll need me badly too, so I wonder, darling, when I'll be seeing you." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She went home one day from the club with a bean and a nut pumpkin or two. She said, "I'll cook these for dinner, darling, just for you. 'Cause I have to be back at the club quick smart. There's a very special meeting, like the ones you have so often, dear heart. So this is bye-bye and just a quick greeting." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She awoke one morning just before four. Next pillow to her, she heard a gentle rhythmic snore. As she wasn't alone anymore, she said, "Have I seen your face someplace before?" Her husband growled, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin." He said, "Darling, don't stray, 'cause I'm in love with you. Cuddle me up, 'cause I'm in love with you."
A ginger geezer, I nearly had a seizure when I clocked him in the frog. Spruced up in me piccolo, me tit for and me daisies, bowling down the rubber with me cherry china Fido, a royal oily rag, me cherry bread and cheesed. You won't get on what I see. Around. A geezer. Oh, yes. Spruced up in me piccolo, me chipper and me daisies, I'm bowling down the rubber with me cherry china.
Ba 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 Child Nude Cream Oil Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie, keeping all those gals away.
Wild Root Cream Oil keeps your hair handsome and healthy looking, neat but not greasy. Gives you confidence in your appearance all day long. Get a bottle or handy unbreakable tube.
Get Wild Root right away.
You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and we're getting to listen to some creative music that Josh Giesemann put together for us, and not just music, but also fun little blurbs, tidbits of commercials and sound bites, a really fun mix that we're listening to today. And what you just heard was a commercial for Wild Root Hair Cream, and before that we heard a song called The Buy Cracky Beat by Lowney's Chocolate Company. We also heard a song called Ginger Geezer by Vivian Stanshall. And we heard Nut Pumpkin by Joy Allen Wilshire. And I thought it was fun because I thought, I haven't heard of these songs before, and these artists. So I was doing a little research, and I looked up Joy Allen Wilshire. And on one website, what it said, which cracked me up, is it says, picture Joanna Newsom, who's an artist I really like, who's a young artist, in about 30 years as an Australian folk musician who performs free concerts at nursing homes and Rotary Club luncheons. I thought that was really funny. But before that song, we heard Goofy. Goofy is the name of the voice who was doing the commercial for Goody and Goody's Goody Goody Yummy Gummy Gooey Gooey Gumdrops. Before that was the Pirate Song, and that was George Harrison. And it was actually, it's a self-parody of his song My Sweet Lord, that song, and he did that in 1975. And then we started off with All the Bits by Van Morrison. And before that, we had a little sound bite by Molly Roth doing Plant Talk. So this is the one of the sets that Josh put together for us. And it's from, he's actually made some other CDs as well, some mixes. This is kind of a revised version of the first lineup he did, but he's done others since, and he calls it The Caravan. And he says that I call the shows The Caravan because as the listener, it's kind of like getting on a crazy, shaky, unpredictable ride. You may not always enjoy the bumps and jostling along the way, but at least it will give you something to talk about around the campfire later. I thought that was a really funny way of describing what this music is about, what we as the listeners experience while we listen to Josh's Caravan. So here on KSKQ, Mori Ink Tattoo Studio supports community radio. Mori Ink Tattoo Studio in Ashland, Oregon provides tattoos, piercing, and permanent makeup in a clean and sterile environment that is warm, comfortable, and relaxing. Their professional tattoo artist specializes in fine line and color work. Custom tattoo designing is also available. Mori Ink Studio is at 248 2nd Street here in Ashland, and they're on the web at moriink.com, M-O-R-I-I-N-K, or you can call 541-482-8288. So KSKQ thanks Mori Ink Tattoo for supporting community radio in Ashland, Oregon. And let's see, so we're going to get started with the next set here. This is the third set we're going to do, the third out of four of them, and we're going to start off, it starts with the Monkees, their song called Dandruff. a little piece of that, and then we're also going to be hearing some other songs that I bet you you're going to be hearing for the first time.
Supernatural, perhaps.
Change one tape, the entire process is regeared. Pleasure, the inevitable byproduct of our civilization. Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
Out.
Oh,
now get out of here.
Hey, what's going on?
Move it out.
Oh, hello, officer. Certainly glad to...
Shut up. Okay, weirdos.
All right, fellas, will you come forward, please?
What's that?
All right, now jump up and down a little.
Jump
fellas,
this?
Get lost
what
in it.
This?
There you go. Very good. Look, you're supposed to be dandruff, fellas. Will you work at it, please? Jump up and down
dandruff
a little bit.
Good. Dandruff.
That's better.
Dandruff.
Good.
Dandruff.
That's better.
Dandruff.
Good.
Dandruff.
Throw me into the quicksand. Beat me with armadillo tails. Let me be eaten by starving baby elephants if I can't have you.
Hunger, thirst, and disease will follow a bomb attack. We can help control these conditions by preparing a home shelter and by being informed. That's why this public service recording was made, to help you survive. Under certain conditions, a person can live without food for 2 weeks if he has water. Medical authorities tell us that the psychological factor is worse than not eating. It's the fear that kills faster than starvation itself.
Eggs.
fill the air. Madmen ran everywhere in that big Ohio prison tragedy. Ways to safety were all blocked. Many cells were barred and locked, and the raging flames brought death and agony. Frantic convicts begged for air. Many were cremated there. Oh, the horror of that scene, the moans and pleas. While the red inferno raged, human beings trapped and caged, how they prayed and cried to God on bended knees. Picture an old lady there, climbing up the smoldering stair, looking for her boy, a victim of the flames. Now her tears are falling fast, and she finds her son at last. All a tremble, she looks on his charred remains.
Oh. Oh.
Is this your son's body, lady?
Oh, this might be him. Oh, he's little and frail like that. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy. It's Mother, honey. Mother. Oh. Oh, Mother knows you were good. You were always good. Mother, weren't you, dear?
Can you identify this body?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll take him. I'll take my boy back now. The state's finished with him. The state's finished with all of these bodies. These poor, charred bodies. Oh, who's to blame for this awful, awful thing? Who's to blame? Oh, bodies, bodies, bodies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now the state so graciously gives his body back to her after life has flown and he has paid the toll. Prison bars kept them apart, kept him from her lonely heart, but they can imprison his immortal soul. Oh, society may sneer at these convicts lying here. After all, they're human, be they what they may. Judge not each man for his crime, for we'll all be judged sometime when the Master calls us on the judgment day.
First time I Yeah. May I see your papers, please?
Let me see.
Hand me your suitcase. Let's open it.
I'm just a bit nervous, you understand.
Open the suitcase.
This hasn't happened too often.
I see.
I don't think...
How many 62 packages of cigarettes? Why are you carrying all this into Germany for? What are you doing this for?
How long
have you been living in Berlin?
I don't live in Berlin.
Where do you live?
I live in Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
Oh, I see. Lyndon Johnson lives in Texas, too.
I know.
Does he not?
Sure does.
Oh, this is all right.
You mind? Is it all right if I shut my suitcase off?
Shut it off?
Would you care for one of these cigarettes?
Now, who is this lady you are with?
What lady?
This lady here standing next to you.
This is,
Has she had papers?
Mrs. Stone!
Hey, Bess!
Hello?
Let me see your papers.
Hey.
How come you have to yell so much? What did
I
we do?
I don't yell.
We're just trying to get into the country.
This is my country. It's not your country. I'm here. I've been standing here for years and years doing this every day, and you're making me very angry. All right. Who are you? What is your name? Hand me your paper. Is your name Larry? Larry Fanoga?
Yes.
Larry Fanoga?
Larry Fanoga.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? What are you doing that for?
I'm beating a horse to make it go faster.
That's not a horse. That's a table.
What's the difference? Don't go too fast, neither, for a table.
You're listening to KSKQ, and this is Maya's Mix. And you just heard a fun clip from The Mothers of Invention, a German lunch is how it's identified. Fun little drama piece there. Before that, we heard a song called Fluffy by Gloria Balsam. We also heard a song called The Ohio Prison Fire, done by Bob Miller. And that song was actually written in 1930, and it was written 3 days after a fire that happened at a prison that killed 322 inmates, and it was a blaze that was set by fellow convicts. So in the song, you could hear that dialogue between the warden and a grieving mom to express what was going on. I thought that was very interesting. Before that was a song called Eggs, and it was by the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. And I was curious to know who they were, because who they are, since I'd never heard of them. So I looked it up, and they actually described themselves as, quote, indie vaudeville conceptual art rock pop band. That's the band. I thought, wow, what an interesting description. And it turns out that it's actually a group of a mother, father, and daughter. And they started performing when the daughter was only 6 years old. She does the drums and some of the singing. You could probably hear her voice. And at their concerts, they show slides that they collect, all sorts of random slides that they get at estate sales and thrift stores and yard sales. And they show that in the background when they're playing their music. I thought, wow, that sounds very creative. Before that was a little clip of what to do in case of a nuclear attack, and that was part two. We heard part one earlier. We also heard the Fugs doing Grope Need. That was part one of that little clip. And then we did hear the clip of Dandruff by the Monkees. So what an interesting mix of sounds we're getting to hear. All thanks to Josh Giesman. This is his playlist we're hearing today, which we can identify as Bizarre Music for Dinner and Dance, also known as his April Fool's Mix. So I want to thank Josh right now for sharing this with us and giving us a chance to hear his creative input. He is a very creative man. He has also done art and photography, and I feel inspired by anyone who can just follow their heart and get creative and try new things. So we're certainly trying something new today on Maya's Mix with all these new sounds. So I'm going to play this last set here. It's going to start off with a piece called You're Probably Wondering Why I'm Here, and it's The Mothers of Invention.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place,
yeah.
That's just how much I marvel at the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way and join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and think you're neat. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
I want to hear a caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me staring back at you,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the corny things you do. You paint your face and then you chase to meet the gang where the action is. Stomp all night and drink your fizz. Roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in the convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder if I mean just what I say,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the social games you play. You told your mom you're stoked on Tom and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat, and you think you know where it's at.
Yeah!
You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Alexander Graham Bell, note the name and note it well. Father of the modern age, his inventions are all the rage. Cause there was the telephone, he'd be famous for that alone. But there's 50 other things as well. From Alexander Graham Bell, Edison made cylinders, but Bell made records flat, which we remember gratefully when we play our floppy or CD. Of course there was the telephone, he'd be famous for that alone. But there's 50 other things as well. From Alexander Graham Bell. In Scotland, moved away to Canada and the USA. Studied speech, took a wife, helped the deaf all his life. Came up with a threshing machine while he was still a teen. After years of sweat and toil, he invented the hydrofoil. The respirator was his chance to save his baby's life. And just like the brothers Wright, he got heavily into flight. Of course there was the telephone, he'd be famous for that alone. But there's 50 other things as well. From Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Alexander. It is tantamount to slander to call him just a scientist. Why, his inventions top the list. Now Edison, he was a thief, and Tesla nuts beyond belief. But Graham Bell, he was a gent, so philanthropic, so well meant. Founded Science Magazine, wrote a book for kids because he was a caring fella. Gave a hand to Helen Keller because there was the telephone. He'd be famous for that alone, but there's 50 other things as well from Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Bell Graham, modern life would sure be mayhem without tetrahedral cells, x-rays, faxes, decibels. I think I'd say it's no fiction without fear of contradiction. He's improved our lives a smidgen from the age of the carrier pigeon. Television was the thing that he had all prepared, but he left that to his pupil, John Logie Baird. Ah, of course there was the telephone. He'd be famous for that alone, but there's 50 other things as well from Alexander Graham Bell. I said 50 other things as well from Alexander Graham Bell.
Name of the song, you ready up there? The name of the song is Merry-Go-Round. Come on, let's merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round.
Is laden with the exquisite aroma of the whitest of flowers, blossoming forth in the orange trees, while its branches still stand guard over the golden orbs of their fruit. Orange trees of Andalusia, region of the dreaming guitar and the ever-stirring carnation. Green orange trees in this land where the people burst forth with breathtaking verses of natural joy and melancholy.
You really got to rip on the break.
Okay.
With the same tempo as I sing it. Okay.
I'd rather be thin than famous. I don't want to be fat. And a woman throws me out of bed calling me Gordo. And every time I bend to pick up my suspenders from the Davenport floor, I explode loud, huge grunto and disgust everyone in the familio. I'd rather be thin than famous, but I'm fat. Paste that in your Broadway show.
You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. So have you ever heard anything quite like that? We heard such a range of unusual sounds today, and it's all thanks to Josh Giesman. So thank you, Josh, for providing us with these songs that I think many of us have had never heard before, and these sound clips that were so interesting. I want to encourage any of you other listeners that if you have ideas for songs that you want to hear on Maya's Mix, or you want to put together your own playlist for me to play on a show, please let me know. You can email me at maya@kskq.org. You can also see all the past shows I've done on my blog. It's at kskq.org/maya, M-A-Y-A. And I also encourage you to join the Facebook page as well to stay up to date with the themes that I'm going to be covering for the shows. So here on Maya's Mix, I'm going to be back next week. I will be here in the studio. And coming up at 4 o'clock, you're going to get to hear Carson's Latitude 42. So that's worth staying tuned for. And so thank you again, Josh, for the show today.